Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, why should we vote? Why should we vote? Plus, praise reports and prayer requests from you. Plus, we'll examine if multimillionaires can represent the poor.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show while we have our fingers in our ears. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversations. Cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
On today's Focus on the Family Minute, Bible teacher Ray Vanderlaan shares about the mission of Christ followers today.
Our mission is to be willing to engage in culture with sinful people, not accepting their sinfulness. Jesus certainly didn't do that.
Right.
But being willing to meet with them, to mingle with them, to bring the grace of God to them. So in that moment, it's almost as if we have to be willing to run so that people sense the love of God, not just in the words we say or the Bible passages we quote, but they discover the love of God in our willingness to care about them. God loves the undesirables, the unwanted. They are to him his prodigal children. We tend to think prodigals are only believers who've wandered from the faith. Well, those are prodigals. Prodigals to God are anybody that's walked away from him.
Be God's representative to those around you. And listen today for more from Ray Vanderlaan at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Team Kia of El Cajon. Just pointing it out, making the facts as simple as I can. How often do you get to go into a car dealership where you know the general manager? The general manager of Kia, Team Kia in El Cajon, Chris George, who, by the way, wrote a book, and his little, it's a small book. He said it's a tiny. It's an ebook, and you can have it for free at teamkeyofelcajon.com/ebook.htm. The title of the book, How to Get the Most Money for Your Trade-In. Are you thinking, wait a minute. The guy who's running the car dealership wrote a book telling me how to get the most money at a car dealership for my trade-in? Exactly. And how much is that book? Free, and it can save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. That's the kind of people you want to do business with regarding your automobile. TeamKiaVelcajon.com, 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. If you tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you can get free popcorn. Or if you go to their showroom, you can get free popcorn. Either way, that will work for them. That's how you do it right there, and that's how it's done. Team Kia of El Cajon.com, 20% more car, 20% less cost. Oh, by the way, I drive a Kia. Love my car. Just pointing that out, you know.
What if you tell them that you heard it on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
If you tell them that, then you were in a time warp, and then you can have the popcorn that came with the machine about 40 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they'll even put some special salting on it so that it tastes like dirt. All just for you. I just want to remind people on Father's Day coming up. You know, Father's Day is coming up. I don't know if you... I'm assuming that your children, Robo Producer, are doing something special. I know my kids are doing something special. I already sent them a text and told them what I wanted for Father's Day. Simply put, I just want $1 million in unmarked bills put in briefcases from each of my children.
Oh, I already shamelessly put the only gift that I want on Facebook saying, this would be nice to get for Father's Day.
Well, that's a pretty good way to do that. Yeah, that's a good way.
When I brought it up at home, I was like, so Father's Day is going to be fun. What day is that, Dad?
Yeah, I just guilt them. That's my whole goal. Do not forget Father's Day, a very special Father's Day conversation with Chris Brown. Now, Chris is one of the new people on our station. It's going to be Friday, June 19th. Chris's special guest is Clayton King, teaching pastor at New Springs Church in South Carolina. He's going to talk to Chris about his unique perspective on Father's Day and share a heart-stirring story of his relationship with his adopted father and the impact his dad made on his life and ministry. So you want to check that out, Chris Brown's True Stewardship, Friday, June 19th at 8 p.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ. That would be a very awesome episode. Really encourage you to do that. We have about so many minutes for me to get this taken care of. The title of this DDD, Why Vote? Why choose leadership? Why should we vote? Let's have a reality check. That's the title, right? So you're going to want a passage reference. I'm going to give you three. And here's your first one. Acts 6:3. We'll get to that in a second. Acts 6:3. But the core of this message is coming out of Judges chapter 2, verse 7. And Judges chapter 2, 10 through 11. Now, this is a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, so it's kind of like a Mick sermon. That's kind of what we call it. So let's start off in the very beginning. Why should you vote? Why should you choose leadership? I mean, that's a common question. Christians will say to me, why should I vote? Why should I choose leadership? Isn't it just all, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. I'm just going to roll with
the punches. I know you're going to explain it, but can I make a quick comment?
Sure.
Just look at the last 8 years.
Well, I mean, there's evidence, you know, by their fruit you shall know them. That's a good way to kind of look at things. Just look at it. But let's talk about this from that practical point of view. This country, the United States of America, of which you live, unless you're listening via the internet, which people do, and you're listening in a foreign country, this country affords us the opportunities to select our leaders. That's one of our elements in the creation of this, what they call the Great Experiment. And I just want to point out that people selecting their leaders is not far off from Acts chapter 6, verse 3. And you're going to think, what? Let me explain this to you. This is the apostles responding, saying, not everybody's getting the proper care. We need some administrative help with things that are going on. In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, it says this, brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them. That's what the apostles told the people to do. Hey, you know what? Why don't you guys get together, make a choice, pick 7 people that can administer this portion of ministry, can take care of this leadership element. We'll give that responsibility to them. That's exactly what the people did. They selected 7 people to take the responsibility and guide the ship from an administrative point of view. That's voting. I don't know how you can rip it up one side and down the other. Now I'll give you the deepest reason why you have to seriously consider. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for, because I would never do that. I say vote Bible. That's pretty simple for me. Judges chapter 2, verse 7. The people worshiped the Lord throughout Joshua's lifetime, and during the lifetimes of the elders who outlived Joshua, they had seen all the great works from the Lord that he had done for Israel. Let me make this statement and make it plain and clear. When the leadership is good, the people as a whole remember the Lord. Did you get that? When the leadership in a nation is good, and I mean it's good, the people as a whole, they remember the Lord. But watch this in verse 10 and 11. That whole generation was also gathered to their ancestors. After them, another generation rose up who did not know the Lord or the works he had done for Israel. The Israelites did what was evil in the Lord's sight, and they worshiped the Baals. When the leadership is bad, it's bad. They don't remember the Lord. When the leadership is good, the people of the land remember the Lord. So what's the difference between a people remembering the Lord and not remembering the Lord? Psalm 32, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Let me explain something to you. We select leaders, not unlike Acts chapter 6, verse 3. So that really kind of flies in the face of people that say, you know, I'm not supposed to vote. Really? Did anybody in Acts chapter 6 say that? I don't think so. They picked the 7 people to fulfill the administrative responsibilities. And what we get to see from testimony and looking at Judges is that when the leadership is good, Joshua and the elders who outlived Joshua, the people were responsive to the Lord, and they were thinking of the Lord, they were remembering of the Lord, they were conscious of the Lord. But another generation rose up after that, and they didn't care about the Lord. They didn't think it was important to have the Lord in the public square. And what eventually happened to the Israelites is they did evil in the Lord's sight, and they worshiped the Baals. And the problem with that is that when leadership is not good, they don't remember the Lord, and that puts the nation in jeopardy. So when you tell me, oh, well, I don't have to vote, you don't do Act 6? How does that work? Well, I don't know who to vote for. Okay, pray about it. Take your Bible out. See who's going to line up. It doesn't bother me to have different philosophies on the political side of things. What bothers me is people that think that they should have leaders that have no sense of the Holy Spirit, no sense of a connection to God. Hey, remember in Acts 6:3, even though they were fulfilling administrative duties, the apostles said, you know, you should pick people that are full of the Spirit and wisdom. That should be one of your core elements. So examine the candidates and determine by prayer and by your own understanding of research who is full of the Spirit and who is full of wisdom. And get to the person that's closest to that tact. Remember, a nation whose God is the Lord is blessed. Consequently, a nation whose God is not the Lord, not blessed. And there's no divine protection for that nation to be had. You can't guarantee or promise anything. When a nation forgets the Lord and does evil in his sight and worships false gods, problems, trouble, economic disaster, and other social disasters and world position disasters and every kind of disaster, people abandoning the Lord and just shunning anything good and striving for evil, that's the result. So if you don't vote, if you don't participate, if you don't process like Acts 6:3 and select leaders who are full of the Spirit and the wisdom, the people will just cast off restraint and go nuts, and then you get what we got going on. Now, if the Lord's going to come in the next, you know, couple years, in the next couple of months, in the next couple of weeks, I understand people saying, I just want him to come. I get it. But we are supposed to occupy until he comes. Let's do something. Doing nothing was never really a gospel option. So we got to do something. Got it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Baby,
ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help someone who needs you? I'm Mark Sanchez, a mentor with California Mentor, San Diego's leading family home agency. If you're a caregiver at heart with an extra bedroom, call California Mentor to learn more about becoming a host home provider for an adult with a developmental disability. You'll receive ongoing support and a competitive monthly payment. Call us today at 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2.
Thanks to California Mentor, I now have a place to call home.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 858-997-2865.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 858-997-2865 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. CLSOB number 778-326.
Sweet Fair of Mar,
Sweet Fair of Mar,
it's now that time,
it's now that time,
when we hit Del Mar, by trolley,
by Segway or car,
Segway or car.
June 19th at the fair is Foster Kids Day, sponsored by Sleep Train Mattress Stores. Bring a donation of new clothing to the fair and you'll receive a return ticket for only $4.
To the San Diego County Fair.
Presented by Albertsons Vons.
And don't miss Switchwood, Friday, June 19th.
We're singing, hey, you can't count us out. We've been running up against the crowd.
And Spirit West Coast is Thursday, June 25th, with performances by The Afters.
Light, light, light up the sky.
Ren Collective.
Build your kingdom here.
Brandon Heath.
No turning.
Third Day. For tickets and info, visit sdfair.com or spiritwestcoast.org.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also, learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Attend our live event coming to the Hyatt Regency La Jolla, July 10th and 11th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, welcome back. You like that? It's a nice long pronunciation for welcome. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Nobody's allowed to have more fun than I am, and I'm having more fun than anybody. Quick reminder, if you want to, you're welcome to call the show. I just want to say this, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Sometimes I move a little fast. It's, you know, I can't help it. My kids are in their 30s. It's like, now I'm in my 50s. It's time to move fast. But what do you need to know? That should be your lesson of life. Yes. Praise reports or prayer requests, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I will warn you now, this is not happening today. It's going to happen tomorrow. We're talking about Rachel Dolezal. And we're going to discuss that tomorrow. That's the young lady that thinks that she's black and white and a piano and everything else. We'll deal with that, Ebony and Ivory, tomorrow. But today we're going to deal with a few other things that we have to take care of, not the least of which is, let me remind you, the award-winning Excalibur Roofing people, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. The award-winning commercial for them, by the way. They're going to be honored a week from
this
Friday.
We should get Uncle Bob on the show.
Yeah, that's a good point. Uncle Bob, although that's the other commercial. That's going to be submitted this year. So we're just going to keep that rolling. But anyway, let's just point out the simplest of simples. Do you have any roofing issues in the universe? Call Excalibur Roofing. First of all, they've got you covered. And that's very good for a roofing company to have you covered. Second, if you have any new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, HOAs, apartment complexes, residential, commercial, anything, they can help out. They do waterproofing. They do, it's the list that they do on roofs, it's endless. Their ministry, they believe, is to do honor unto the Lord by doing the best they can before the Lord with people's roofs. That's what they think. And your brain thinks, well, why, how can you get that excited about roofs and stuff like that? Look, the Lord puts different things in different people's hearts. In their heart, he put this passion to help people out. Call them at 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Just to remind you, they're giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month for KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work during the regular season, even if it's only repairs. So you want to call them, 760-743-8803 or excaliburroofing.com. That's the big key. So I'm going to get a chance to see them like about 9 days. And these are people that I love doing business. They've been with me for 2 years. I appreciate that. I mean, that's a long time to be with somebody, and they support the ministry that we try to do. We do our best to do it. So you got to like that. I also want to remind people about half-price tuitions. I was asked by our very own KD. Did I tell you we call him KD now? Kevin Davis? Yeah. Can't hear you. Your mic's not on.
I haven't turned it on yet.
Oh. Do you want to turn it on now?
Sure.
Okay. What would you like to say?
I'm still trying to process KD in the many, many years that I've worked with Kevin. Never even once thought of calling him KD.
You got to like that.
But I call him Davis.
Yeah, it's just our own KD. Our OMKD.
The Kev.
Operation Managers Kevin Davis.
The Kev.
Half-price tuition. I want to remind everybody, receiving a Christian education is expensive. It can be. But through KPRZ's half-price tuitions opportunity, it comes out of a special relationship, by the way, that we have with San Diego's best Christian schools, from preschool to seminaries. And if you have a hope and you're praying and you're really hoping that opportunity to get a Christian education, the best thing to do in the world, go to crazyprice.com and check out the opportunities that are there for you. Well worth the visit. Every person who's gotten involved with us in this program, not a single dissatisfied person. I think that's pretty cool. All right. I like that. Okay. We've only got so many minutes and I don't want to spend too much time. So let's do our famous KPRZ Newswire. Dateline, the politics are never going to end, so you might as well get used to it. Do you like that? That's kind of a new Dateline. We're going to be playing you a song. Now, we've talked about this before, and I think it's worth mentioning that we are still stuck in a certain place in our thinking. You have to forgive us. Sometimes we can, move on in our thinking.
Not this time.
Yeah. Other times, it looks like it's a 2, 3, 4, or 8-year plan. I'm not sure how long this one's going to be. That'll be up to the American people, but I'll start off by reading this title, and then we'll play what we believe is the proper theme song. Hillary Clinton now paints herself as a champion of the poor.
I'm so broke. I'm so, and I'm so broke.
All right. So here's what I'm trying to work out. You can help me with this, and people can be mad. That part's okay. But Hillary is painting herself as the champion of the poor because they only are worth about $250 million to $350 million, so they therefore can represent me who has trouble paying rent. That makes perfect sense to me.
That's
how
a no-brainer.
That?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I don't get, and this is something that I would say about Mitt Romney that would be both a positive and a negative. I don't think Mitt Romney can relate to my financial struggles of paying my rent. But I don't think he ever came out and said, I'm a champion for you poor people. So there's kind of a dual element there.
No, in a certain respect, though, I think, and people can disagree, whatever, but I think you could say that Mitt Romney legitimately cared about people in every class.
I don't know who Rip Romney is.
I have no idea.
I think he had a genuine care for how the economics were going in the country. I don't think it was to a disadvantage. I don't care. I care that somebody's telling me, I feel your pain. You feel my pain when I tell my wife, hey, there's $300 left in the account between now and payday and we haven't gotten food yet. I want to know if you feel that pain because then I can identify with you. Then I can relate to you. Then
well,
I can understand.
Well, see, if she feels our pain, then we don't have to worry about it because then she'll come shopping for us.
Yeah, I could just see that. I could just see any political candidate that's really, that's in that wealthy realm. I could just see them going, what's this? It's a barcode. What's a barcode? Okay, get out. Because it's like, I don't want to talk to them about this. Because they don't know what that pain is. They don't understand. Paycheck to paycheck. How about, let me rephrase this so people understand this. It's not paycheck to paycheck, folks. It's paycheck.
No, I already returned the
paycheck.
Movie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did finally return that.
It was that long.
Okay, but here's the problem. The problem is, in my realm, how do I identify with somebody who's a multi-millionaire? And just to be honest, how do they identify with me? And don't tell me when they were 12 they felt that. Because, A, that's not true in their case. I mean, B, these are high Ivy League educated people, a lot of these people. And again, even on the Republican side, let me at least be fair. I don't know. How do they identify to me? Do they understand that if I can't pay rent, 3 days later I get this notice on the door that says pay or get out? I bet they don't get that. So my point is, look, you want to represent the country and you want to do good for the country, cool. Don't tell me that you're a champion of mine. And there's some people that are in 1,000 times worse situation than I am. And I cannot feel their pain, especially people that are more street bound. I can't feel that pain. If I was out on anything, I'd go live at a relative's. So it's like there's some degrees where you can measure and some degrees where you can't. I don't mind. You want to run for the country. You want to direct the country. You want to give it some insight. Don't tell me you're my buddy and you're my pal. Okay? Don't tell me you're going to take the dog with me on a walk to the park, which, by the way, the park is free. Don't tell me that. Okay?
As a grown man or woman, they've experienced that, paycheck to paycheck experience and had a hard time making ends meet. Then I can understand it.
If you've really been there, I mean, for us, we went in, like when we went to Kia, people go, well, you got a car from Kia. I did, but they helped me take care of, wait, watch this, negative equity in my 50s. I'm in my 50s. I have negative equity in my car. It's like I go through that same thing that everybody else goes through. But I also believe that God is able to work with me, teach me, guide me, provide for me, help me. I was talking to, and I know we got to go, but I was talking to our own Ohio State Ron. I told him, I said, it wasn't even 5 years ago. I was paying our grocery bill with the last $200 of my Target credit card so we can have food. Don't tell me I don't know what that's about. I know all about that. And I want, if somebody's going to say they're with me in it, then be with me in it. But don't present yourself as something you're not. Don't give me a slang in your language and tell me you're from, you know, I'm from Detroit just like you are. No, you're not. And they don't talk that way. We talk hockey. So don't do that. Be who you are. Be yourself. And then give me a chance to figure out whether I want to vote for you or not. How about that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with a surprise early Facebook post.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The right to choose came in with a bang of Chief Justice Burger's gavel, but it's going out with a whimper. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
Since the Supreme Court invented a constitutional right in 1973 to kill babies in the womb, over 57 million precious lives have been extinguished. No judge will hear their cases, and very few will mourn these nameless, faceless victims of convenience. But if there's any consolation, it's that abortion itself is slowly dying. Yes, you heard that correctly. For a variety of reasons, this barbaric procedure is falling out of favor with Americans, and the industry that provides it has been losing steam for decades. A report just out from the Associated Press shows the U.S. abortion rate at an historic low. Down from an all-time high of almost 1.5 million abortions in 1990, the number of pregnancies terminated has dwindled nearly each year since. And right now, that downward trend appears to be accelerating. 70 abortion clinics have closed nationwide since 2010, most in states that passed new restrictions. And although federal numbers past 2011 aren't yet available, the AP state-by-state analysis shows that in just the last 5 years, the U.S. abortion rate has fallen by 12%. State-level restrictions on abortion have incrementally tightened the reins on this practice, contributing to a reduction of as much as 20% in some states. And a steady campaign of truth-telling has shown Americans how wrong the so-called right to choose really is. Pregnancy care centers in particular, which, by the way, now outnumber abortion clinics nationwide, have saved lives and put the lie to our opponent's charge that pro-lifers only care about babies until the moment they're born. The Associated Press report is great news, said Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue. It proves that Americans are rejecting abortions in favor of life in unprecedented numbers. There's no doubt that we're winning and the abortion cartel is waning. Well, don't break out the party hats and streamers just yet. While pro-life activism deserves credit for the abortion recession, there are additional factors at work here. In fact, writes Michael J. New at National Review, much of the decline is the result of a growing acceptance for unwed motherhood in single-parent families. New writes that a considerably smaller percentage of women with unintended pregnancies are having abortions. According to data from the Pro-Choice Guttmacher Institute, the percentage of unintended pregnancies ending in abortion fell from 54% in 1994 to 40% in 2008. In other words, what we're witnessing is not an outbreak of Christian morality, nor is it the sudden, widespread, successful use of contraception, as some have claimed. Women are still getting pregnant out of wedlock. But unlike in the past, there's not much stigma attached to being an unmarried mother. It's what Peggy Drexler at the Huffington Post once dubbed the Juno effect. After the 2008 film about a snarky teen mother who chooses life but adopts her baby to another single mom. Back in December, David Frum made exactly this case in The Atlantic, lauding pro-lifers for finally making their peace with unwed motherhood. As marriage fades, he wrote, unwed motherhood has evolved from an acceptable outcome to something close to an inevitability. The fascinating irony is that despite its conservative origins, the pro-life movement has ceased to be socially conservative in its effects. And that's why the declining abortion rate is as much a call to action as it is a reason to celebrate. Yes, thank God that fewer single women are choosing to abort their babies, and we must continue to do all we can to help them. But all of us who call ourselves pro-life need to remember that the term is not just code for anti-abortion. We should, of course, save all the lives we can and celebrate the lives saved. But if we're going to make a difference in the lives of those we help save, we have to offer them a culture built around the God-given goods of marriage, family, and his whole design for human flourishing. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you got a praise report or a prayer request, give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Also, you can send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul at Keller Williams Realty. Sam is the man. Sam and I have just this great fellowship, a great connection. So here's the deal. You meet with Sam, talk to him about real estate. If you're kind of thinking up and down the road, I'm thinking I want to do this, or maybe in the next 6 months or 12 months or even year and a half or 2 years, I'm thinking I got to look at this. I might want to buy. I might want to sell. I might want to look at a move out of, from a renting position to a buying position. How do I do that? Da, da. If you sit down and meet with Sam, he takes $250, gives it to a charity, ministry, or church of your choice. If you end up buying or selling through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and also gives that to a ministry, a church, or a charity of your choice. He's been involved in real estate in San Diego for well over 20 years. He was raised here. He wasn't born here. He was initially born as a Muslim and then became a Bible-believing Christian. And he also loves to share that story. And if you're a church or a ministry, Bible study, whatever, and you think that'd be kind of fascinating, just contact Sam either for real estate and your needs or future possibilities, or for somebody you know that has some needs that may be coming up. Contact Sam. ThinkSam.com is his website. Great URL. Think, T-H-I-N-K, ThinkSam.com. Call him. He has his phone almost surgically attached to his ear. 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. Sam Rasul, thinksam.com. If you'd like him for Bible study or for church where he shares his testimony, you want to talk to him about real estate, get in touch with him. That is a very worthwhile connection. That's all I can say. We're going to actually do something that we haven't done before. It's another first on the David Spoon Experience. We're going to do a Facebook post that I didn't get to do from about 2 weeks ago. I want to share with you about that in just a second. I do want to kind of finish on what I was saying in that last segment. And that has to do with, I mentioned to some to the audience that, you know, my wife and I have gone through some very tough financial times. And I find it very hard to find huge identity with candidates who are multi-millionaires. Doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. I don't care about that part. What I care about is that if I'm looking for somebody that I can really identify with, they're going to have to be somebody that's gone through some of the stuff I've gone through, which not all of that's pretty. Now, I did want to say, and I don't want to leave this wrong impression, I've had very prosperous times. I've had really just wonderfully prosperous times, and I've had really, really tough times. Very difficult. I've had both. And I think that's a part of the journey. There's an old joke. It's a kind of a joke, but it kind of sums it up. It's, I've been rich and I've been poor, but rich is better. You know, it's like the idea. But yeah, I've gone through the up, I've gone through the down. I've had some great victories. I've had some really difficult setbacks. But my life is fantastic. I wouldn't trade it with anybody's life. My journey is unique unto my own, and I appreciate every graceful day and every graceful hour the Lord gives me. So I just want to make sure that you don't misunderstand. Even though I've had difficult times, not every single day has been difficult. I grew up in a very wealthy family and made a decision to follow Jesus Christ and make an abandonment to that family fortune, which would have required me to restrict my Christianity. I wasn't willing to do it. And I think that was a good decision. I've had pastors tell me that was a bad decision. I think they're wrong. I think it was the right decision before the Lord. All right, I want to do this Facebook post that was from, I think it was about 10 days ago. And I didn't get a chance to really talk about it. I think it's kind of a fascinating element. It's a wonderful portion. Most of you know it very well, but I kind of took a little bit of a different spin on it. It's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, Verse 13 says, "This, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." I read this passage and I recognize for a lot of us that we wish we were operating with this spirit, with this principle. Because what Paul is saying in one sense that you can catch is, hey, you know what? I've not reached that goal. I've not reached that plateau I'm trying to get to. But I'm not holding on to what was. I'm moving forward. I'm going in the forward direction. And you've heard me say on a number of occasions, it's interesting to watch people's or to listen to people's language and then identify where they're coming from when they say, if only blah, 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 blah would have happened, then blah, 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 blah would have happened. And when you're an if only person, you're really looking towards the past and you have a sense of bitterness that's kind of entwined there. You might even say, if only I had not met this person, or if only I had not had this relationship, or if only I've not taken this job, or if only I did not do this one thing, then blah, 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 blah. The other people that you'll listen to, they'll say instead of if only, they'll say this phrase, next time I'm going to do this. Next time it'll be like this. This will be this next time. I'm going to do this next time. There's this attitude, and one of those really points towards the past and not in a good context. That's the if only. And the other one points towards the future in a more hopeful context, and that's the next time phrase. And that's what Paul's telling you. You know, one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, straining forward to what's in front of me. Paul's not going to spend his time, even though he's in the midst of ministry and tent making, he's not going to spend his time thinking about, well, this is what happened the other day. Man, it was that bad. Oh. Because that doesn't do anything for you or I or him or anybody else. What we should be doing is forgetting what is depressing, discouraging, distracting, devastating, deviant, demonic, any kind of disturbance in our lives that drains us away from the Lord. That's what you should not focus on regarding the past. I just want to make sure you understand that. Now, does that mean you don't think about the past at all? Of course not. First of all, you have to remember the redeeming work that Jesus actually performed in our behalf, sacrificed in our behalf. You have to remember that. And there's many wonderful things to remember. It's just that there's many wonderful things not to remember. We shouldn't remember or focus on or get distracted by things that are depressing us, discouraging us, devastating us, deviant or disturbing. That's not what you should be focusing on if you're looking back at all. What we should be looking on, if we're looking back, is things that are encouraging, enlightening, elating, ecstatic, excellent, empowering, elevating. We should be looking at things that are fantastic, that give us strength and breathe into us. But regardless, if you're looking back and you're looking back as an if-only person, or if you're looking back as a next-time person, regardless, there's nothing that you can do about the past. God has not allowed you to enter the realm of being interlinear. You cannot do anything about the past. It's done. And walking forwards while looking backwards at things that drain us is not wise. There's no wisdom in looking back and going, this was this. Right? How does that help to look back and to let it suck the life out of you? I don't get it. I'm asking the question. It's like, well, you shouldn't say it that way, Dave. How should I say it? That's the most honest I can say. Why would we look at something that takes away from life and focus and our energy, our concentration, our thought process? Remember when in Philippians chapter 4, when it talks about think about things that are excellent, think about things that are good, think about things that are lovely. That does not include devastations from the past that have taken our life away. That doesn't include that. What it means is that we need to go forward. We need to not allow these things that have drained us. We need to not focus on them and let them continue to drain us and pull us down. We need to move it forward. If you've got something in your past that's pulling you backwards and pulling you down, do not focus on that. If the Lord is convicting you about something, you have to respond to that. But that's the Lord convicting you now, and you have to respond now. But what I do want you to do is when you face the other direction, when you're looking that way, look at the things that the Lord has done in your life that are encouraging, enlightening, elating, ecstatic, excellent, empowering, elevating. Look at all the things that the Lord has done in blessing you and answered prayer and bringing you to the place you are. That's something that's good to concentrate on. That's something to focus on. That's something to gear towards. You can handle that because that will bless you. But if you sit there and just look at what drains you, how is that going to help? In this case, when we're talking about things that drain you, you have to understand where Paul's coming from. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind. I mean, I can't do anything about that. Pushing on to what's ahead of me. You're going to wake up tomorrow, and you know what you can do tomorrow about today? Nothing. You can't do anything. You can't do anything actually about tomorrow itself. You got to kind of live in the present. I guess that's why God made it a gift. But the bottom line is, don't let the things of the past take away from your life of the future. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Man, the weather's perfect outside. The last thing you're thinking about is your air conditioner or heater. This is Ken Starr, owner of Home Comfort USA, and let me let you in on a little secret. The best deals of the entire year on heating and air conditioning are right now, because when the weather's perfect, it's our slowest time. So to keep my guys busy, I'm having the Keep the Comfort Guys Busy sell, our biggest sell of the year. Right now, you can get a complete Home Comfort air conditioning and heating system with no interest for 5 years or payments as low as $99 a month. I'll even throw in a hospital-grade whole house allergen air cleaner for free. That's an additional $1,900 value. My pain is your gain. Oh, all my Comfort Guys are background checked, certified, and most of all, friendly. So,
call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
I have 6 credit cards that I use. I added it up and I pay $863 a month. And I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from Loan Me to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, Loan Me can loan you up to $100,000 in about a day. At rates as low as 9.9%. 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants. And there's no collateral required of any kind. Just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from Loan Me to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, Loan Me.
So call Loan Me at 855-59-PRIME. That's 855-59-PRIME for up to $100,000 in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, do not forget about the trip to Israel, October 24th through November 3rd. Go to kprz.com, type in the word Israel. Pastor Alistair Begg is going to be leading the tour, Genesis Tours and Salem Media Group. It's where the Bible comes to life. $250 reserves your position. It's a refundable deposit. But the time I've mentioned before is getting shorter, 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 shorter. Where there's like less than 60 days. I think there's 60 days or June, July, like 60 days, 65 days. So bam, this is it. It's an all-inclusive trip, and it's, you know, with Reuven Dorn, going to be fantastic since he's lived in Israel all his life, and he's one of the few guys on my show that's older than me. So the bottom line is he knows everything in Israel. Bible-believing Christian who will walk people to places they just didn't even know. We're on tours. I think that's cool. I like stuff like that. Looking forward to communion in a church where Jesus taught. Come on. All right, so you remember Brian K. Smith, the famous, then not famous, then the not so famous, then
almost
famous.
Now he's borderline famous.
So we just call him Brian K. Smith. Now, he gave me a piece of paper about a bazillion years ago.
Here comes the famous Ron Babars.
Yeah, well, about a bazillion years ago, he gave me this piece of paper. Unfortunately, I'm watching Ron Babars, our very own manager, do YMCA. I wish he would stop doing that. Here's what I'm going to say about that. So Psalm 55, verse 22, it's a commentary on Psalm, and it's a commentary on anxiety. Ooh. So listen to this. And for those that think anxiety is just a goofy thing, don't forget the word worry. Okay. Here's what it says. Care, worry, even when addressed to legitimate matters, if it is carried to excess, has in it the nature of sin. Again and again, Jesus exhorted his followers to avoid anxious care. The apostles reiterated the call, and it's one that cannot be neglected without involving transgression. For the very essence of anxious care is imagining that we are wiser than God and putting ourselves in his place as if we could do for him what he has undertaken to do for us. We attempt to think of things that we imagine him forgetting. We work to take upon ourselves a heavy burden as if he were unable or unwilling to take it for us. Now, this disobedience to his plain precept, this unbelief in his word, this presumption that intrudes upon his province is sinful. But more than that, anxious care often leads to acts of sin. If we cannot calmly leave our affairs in God's hand, but attempt to carry our own burden, we will be tempted to use wrong means to help ourselves. This sin leads to a forsaking of God as our counselor, and resorting instead to human wisdom. This is going to be the broken well instead of to the fountain. Did you get that? It's going to be a broken well that you go to instead of a fountain. Anxiety makes us doubt God's loving kindness, and so our love to him grows a little colder. We feel a little mistrust, and in this we grieve the Spirit of God so that our prayers can be hindered. Our consistent example spoiled and our life one of self-seeking. Such lack of confidence in God leads us to wander far from him, but it's through the simple faith in his promise we cast each burden as it comes upon him and are not anxious about anything. Because he undertakes to care for us, it will keep us close to him and strengthen us against temptation. Here you go. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Yeah, now that is a good piece. Isn't that a good piece? That is a good piece, folks. You can always listen to the podcast in the next couple of days if you want to hear that again, or you can always email me and I'll be glad to send you a copy. Tis a nice piece, isn't it? It was pretty powerful. I like that. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. We're going to take a short break and come back here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. Use rhythm while you can.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.